Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Thursday afternoon. Thank you for joining us. Paul Buglis, Jordana Green, David Josephson.
Hey, buddy.
Producing. Hello, hello. This always
has happens. Everything in the Florida studio.
It's the sun is peeking through. It's about 70. Look,
nice.
I don't talk about the weather down here. I'm
yes,
grateful.
You do. That's why you get paid.
No.
Yes, you have to talk about the weather.
Well, yeah, I know, but people get irate when they hear other people in warmer climates talking about how nice it is. So
good.
I'm sensitive to that. I feel Catholic guilt. Even though I'm not Catholic, I married a Catholic girl. And so, yeah, it's nice down here. We're grateful to be here. It's been mostly
good.
In the 50s and 60s. But there's a tornado watch just to the west, so we have that.
Sorry about that.
But breaking news on two fronts. The stock market down more than 600 points, a reflection of growing angst that maybe the Russians really will invade Ukraine. President Biden says very high probability that Russia is going to invade. 170,000 troops massed on the border. Secretary of State Blinken told the UN earlier today, Russia plans to manufacture a pretext for its attack. And sure enough, Russia is now alleging that Ukraine's military has committed crimes against residents of the eastern Donbass region. They call it a genocide. They're trying to get rid of Russian-speaking people. The concern is, even if it's not true, I see no evidence that it is true, but what do I know at this point, that it would give pretext to Russian troops to go in to Ukraine. So we'll see. So we're keeping an eye on that. The bottom line, how will it affect most of us? Probably higher gas prices. Some estimates that, you know, we could be paying $4, $5, $6 a gallon if the Russians do, in fact, invade. But there's another big story that we're tracking.
Well, the other big story is, of course, now former President Donald Trump, you heard in the national news, is going to answer questions under oath in New York State's civil investigation into his business practices. Also, the judge has ordered his two oldest children, Ivanka and Donald Trump Jr., to comply with subpoenas that were issued in December by the New York Attorney General Letitia James. So this will be enlightening. And in fact, I'm not exactly sure what it means. That's why we have really smart people to talk with us. Mike Bryant is going to join us in the next few minutes.
Right.
And also David K. Johnston. David K. Johnston is, he wrote the book called The Making of Donald Trump years before Donald Trump was going to run for president. He was autobiographical of him, And David is also a tax expert. So, David, I spoke to him earlier. He said, Jordana, I can get you in before I go on CNN at 7 o'clock. It'll be, 5:30 our central time. So we are going to talk to him for more about that on 5:30. But it was interesting. I was listening to the national news that, they're questioning whether or not the president will need some kind of immunity before he does it, or demand some kind of immunity, or whether or not he'll plead the fifth. And Paul, I don't know if you remember, but the former president had some pretty strong views on people who plead the fifth. Here's what he had to say about that.
When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the fifth so they're not prosecuted, when you have the man that set up the illegal server taking the fifth, I think it's disgraceful.
Fifth Amendment, Bob. The mob takes the fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
Fifth Amendment.
Horrible.
Horrible. He pleaded the fifth, and that was the end. We never heard about him again. This is like Watergate, only it's worse. Because here, our foreign enemies were in a position to hack our most sensitive national security secrets.
Hey there, I'm Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Thanks for watching MSNBC.
So obviously the compilation was made. There was some of it from CNN, some of it from MSNBC. So I just wanted to, because we don't know if he's going to plead the fifth, but right. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
That's important to point out. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But basically,
correct.
He's being ordered, not invited, ordered to do a deposition, right? That's what right. The subpoena is. And yes, he can plead the fifth. We don't know if he's going to plead the fifth. And this is in relation to possibly inflated financial statements for his real estate holdings. Again, they're talking about possible misrepresentations in financial statements provided to banks, insurers, and the IRS. The Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, said today, a court ruled in our favor that Donald Trump must appear before my office as part of our investigation into his financial dealings. She went on to say, no one will be permitted to stand in the way of the pursuit of justice, no matter how powerful they are. Trump's lawyers say, this is a witch hunt. This is politically motivated, designed to provide fuel, for an ongoing criminal probe into the company by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, SDNY. So, is politics a big part of this? Yeah. But we'll see if there's any there. And this is quite a big step, though, an actual issuance of a subpoena for the former president to testify. Has this happened before? This is a question for Mike Bryant.
That's why it's such big news. That's why. Yeah. And generally, I don't like talking about President Trump. He's old news, except if he's going to run again. This is something that people need to be made aware of. This is breaking news today. So we're just trying to gain some information and get some clarity around it.
Well, it's interesting, too. Earlier this week, his accounting firm, the Trump Organization's accounting firm, Mazars, decided to cut ties with the Trump Organization after reviewing the statements it helped to prepare, basically saying we can no longer rely on those statements. So, again, we'll see where this leads to. But we have questions. Hopefully, Attorney Mike Bryant has answers. He's up next. What the heck is going on in New York? Whether it's the New York Attorney General or SDNY, Southern District of New York, going after the Trump Organization. There's been talk about this for years. Today, I guess it got real. A New York judge earlier today, just about half an hour ago, ordered the former president and two of his children to answer questions in depositions under oath about the Trump Organization's business practices in the state attorney general's civil probe of the company, which amounts to basically a green light for the three Trumps to be deposed sometime within the next 3 weeks, unless it gets appealed and maybe kicked down the road. We shall see. But hopefully, with some clarity and perspective on what's going on and what might come next, from Bradshaw and Bryant, the one and only Mike Bryant, joining us again this afternoon. Hey, Mike.
How are you today?
Well, just trying to keep up like everybody else and wondering about the legal culpability. My understanding, please correct me if I'm wrong, this has to do with the Trump Organization's real estate holdings, how they were valued, right? Specifically.
Correct.
possible misrepresentations. Am I getting this right, that the accusation is they inflated the value when they wanted to get loans, they deflated the value when they wanted to pay taxes? Is am I getting that right?
Correct. That's the basis. And this is the civil claim. It's a civil action they're bringing to look into the matter, which is different than a criminal action where they wouldn't be allowed to do depositions. In depositions, if you're charged, you don't have to testify against yourself, so they never be able to do this. So this is a civil action that involves discovery, and as part of that discovery is the claim that they can depose the President Trump and both his children.
So, dumb question, is this optional? Can the former president refuse, or does he have to show up at some point, and then if he doesn't want to say anything, just plead the Fifth?
Well, it's a murky thing. Well, if we go back to Clinton, originally you couldn't get presidents to testify while they were president, and then it was found that you could, and that expanded it. Throughout the presidency, President Trump kept raising executive privilege on why they couldn't do it, even though in the past that had been kind of taken out with Trump. Now that he's no longer president, he can't raise executive privilege except on some things. There's still some things he can try to make that claim for. Beyond that, he's been subpoenaed to testify, and so he can't say no to the subpoena, but I would believe there's the odds of this being appealed are very, very high. So my guess is it'll probably get appealed and it'll be kicked down the road a little bit.
Okay. Got it.
Mike, it's Jordana. Just background this for us. What are they looking for? What are the alleged illegalities? And why now? Do they have something that's a nugget that they think, is damning?
Well, they started a number of these items back when during the presidency. And New York got actively looking at whether or not they were going to bring criminal charges in New York or they were going to bring these kind of civil charges. And things have come up throughout the time, and there's been these disputes, and things were delayed while he was president. It's been going on for a while. It's just that it came to a head today because of the ruling by the judge. With the ruling by the judge, if he does ever testify, it's the same issue as, whether or not we'll ever see a full set of his taxes. That's continuing to be a fight that keeps going back and forth all the time.
Hey, Mike, is there a link here? I mean, the timing is curious. Just a couple of days ago, the Trump Organization's accounting firm basically filed for a divorce. They basically said, we're stepping away from the Trump Organization. We can no longer basically, I can't remember the exact term they used, but they can't vouch for what was said. I mean, is that a coincidence?
They said they can no longer verify the truthfulness of a number of the statements as far as the valuation on property. Okay. It probably isn't a coincidence. They've been involved in this for some time. And I would expect that they knew that this was getting more heated as far as the dispute goes. I doubt they'd have any idea that the judge would rule at this time, but I think they knew enough things were going on, and they decided, based upon what they knew, they could no longer take the positions they had in the past, no longer act as his accountant. Now, what's always interesting is, he's had this with, and I'm talking about President Trump, he's had this with a couple of lawyers, he's had this with his accountant, where it's kind of odd when they've come out and said things that I don't really know that they should that publicly, or even if they can that publicly say some of the things they had. I think he's had a lawyer testify against him, and it's things that usually are protected. But I think that some people are looking out for themselves far more than they're looking out for his interests.
Okay.
Hey, Mike, how could this, and this is just a subpoena, there's no charges or anything like that, how could this subpoena affect a future presidential run for former President Trump?
Well, I mean, this in and of itself would have an effect because it's a civil claim, and he's been involved in both ways, involved in a lot of lawsuits over time. So, that part of it, I don't think will have that big of effect to change people's view on in one way or the other about things. You know, if there are criminal charges that came out of it, or if he took the Fifth on a number of items, then I think that might play some sort of role, depending on what, if anything, he'd be charged with. But this case in and of itself, I don't think, other than maybe coming out with more evidence that either exonerates things that people think are a certain way, or, you know, supports the number of positions that people have taken about his finances. Other than that, I don't know that it'll have that big a role on his decisions into the future.
And Mike, obviously, you know, anytime you talk about the former president, people pick sides politically. Donald Trump's attorneys say this is all part of a witch hunt for the former president. But at the end of the day, histrionics and superlatives aside, at some point, it's follow the evidence, right? I mean, the attorneys for Letitia James, for the attorney general, they're going to have to produce actual evidence, and then people can decide, maybe a jury or a grand jury, if it gets to that. But at this point, you know, there's a lot of hand-wringing and on the part of the right and celebration on the part of the left. But at the end of the day, it's all about the credibility, the veracity of the evidence that they purport to have, right?
Sure. You know, I think there's a certain group in the middle that's kind of just tired of the whole thing one way or the other.
Yeah.
But for the people on the extremes, you know, or not the extremes, but the people on the outsides, I guess would be a better way to describe it. There'd only be a grand jury if there was a choice to go ahead with criminal charges. And in New York, I don't know what level they have to go to a grand jury, but that would be a completely different matter. As far as what a jury would find, yeah, I mean, that would be up to a jury if they continue on with this case, or if they find the evidence that they think they're going to find in the depositions. The problem always with, no matter who the president is, getting the president getting deposed, they theoretically can be asked almost any question in a deposition. And that's always been my concern, whether it's Trump or Clinton or any other president that is facing potential for being deposed, is what can happen in a deposition versus what, was saved by them not being deposed as president. Beyond that, you know, Trump doesn't have the same things because he himself isn't a lawyer, so he doesn't have the same issues that popped up with Clinton at times when he was deposed. But it, all said and done, you know, we'll see. I mean, it does come down to what.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What they're able to produce as far as evidence goes.
Yeah. We still don't know what we don't know, but maybe we'll find out.
Correct.
Let's see. Okay.
Yep.
Mike Bryant of Bradshaw & Bryant, we so appreciate you being willing to join us and give us some clarity on this. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, boy.
Well, let's get back to our other top story we were talking about, Ukraine and Russia. And honestly, sometimes we don't think about what goes on the other side of the world, unless, of course, you have troops or soldiers or friends or family living over there. But what about when it hits your wallet? There is some speculation that this could make gas prices go to $7 a gallon. That strikes fear in my heart because I still do have one car that is gas powered. Let's talk about that next.
Paul and Jordana and DJ2 and you, thanks for joining us. I have to say.
Hey, Paul, hold on. Paul, what? Before we get started, I just have to tell everybody what goes on here in the break. DJ, because DJ and I were having a conversation down the line here, and he goes, "All right, your mic's hot. Don't swear." I said, okay. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, you.
I promise I won't.
You make sailors blush when they hear you off the air.
It's actually on my job description to make sure you don't swear on the radio. They made a big deal about that.
I'll try.
Jordana has taught me.
She get hazard pay.
Yeah. You could use some of those words right now, Jordana, if you were in Ukraine.
Just once. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ukraine, which has, you know, democratic motivations, they want to join NATO. They're not a member of NATO yet, which means that the United States and NATO will not be putting troops on the ground in Ukraine if and when Russia invades. And sorry to break the news, Russia is not our friend. They never have been.
Nope.
And you know, this still stems, a lot of this goes back to the breakup of the Soviet Union in the early 90s. Former Soviet bloc countries like Romania and Poland and Lithuania and Estonia all went the way of NATO. They decided they wanted self-determination. They wanted to choose representative democracy. They did not want to be bullied by Russia. They wanted a clean break, and that was their opportunity. And, you know, Russia, Putin, you know, who traces his origin back to the KGB, they've never forgotten that. So, again, the point I'm making, if you're a real patriot, I would hope that you would root for Ukraine. They are wildly outnumbered, and it would appear that an attack is imminent. It may start as a cyber attack. Russia is already coming up with all these false flag, you know, claims of genocide in eastern Ukraine. No evidence that I've seen that it's real, but they'll use that as a pretext to roll thousands of tanks. And we don't know what's going to happen, but I'm just sick about what's happening because Ukraine, they want very much to have what we have. Warts and all, democracy and self-determination and choose their own destiny and not be bullied by Russia. So anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, I think that was a great soapbox there. I think that, and also as Americans, I don't know that we're fully invested or fully understand what's going on over there, the NATO background. So thank you for sharing that with us. I hope everybody understands that Putin and Russia are not our friends. They do not have our best interests at heart. They meddle in our elections. They spread propaganda about us on Facebook. They try to divide us. They have been wildly successful with their propaganda campaigns against us. And they are not our friend. So, if anything, we would root for Ukraine. Well, many of us, most of us, hopefully, would root for Ukraine to be victorious in this debate and in this most recent uprising. But the question becomes, when do Americans get interested in this? And I read this morning that crude oil climbed 13% in the past month to $94 a barrel. Russia produces 10 million barrels of oil a day, the equivalent to 10% of the global demand. And any loss of that, obviously, could throw geopolitical issues into a mess. The Energy Word founder, Dan Nicker, told Yahoo Finance that he said, if you see, you may see triple-digit oil prices, as soon as you get to $100 a barrel, then you're going to get to about $6.50 or $7 a gallon. And I was like, oh, snap. $6.50 or say it's above $3, right? I haven't filled up in a while, and you probably haven't either. Like, David, have you filled up in a while?
$3.50 Yeah.
It's three and a half, right?
$3.25, $3.50
Right? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right in there. Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the
thing. That's
a lot. So you said
that's 2016 prices.
10% of oil production is coming from Russia. What else do they export other than natural gas and oil? Mm. What do you buy that is made in Russia?
Fear.
Vodka?
Propaganda?
Caviar?
I don't know. I have no idea
and it's,
what their exports are.
This is
but the question becomes...
Yeah, I don't mean to slam the Russians because I think the people are very similar to us. It's just they have an autocratic dictatorial government right now. There is no freedom of the press or anything else in Russia. You do what the state says. And if you don't, you get thrown in jail, just like Navalny did. So... it's basically a group of thugs running the country. And if they do invade, ironically, the cost of oil will go up. I've seen some estimates up to $150 a barrel. Mm-hmm. So they actually make out pretty well, right?
But it begs the question, what is your limit? And this, of course, is a us issue. It's not a Ukraine-Russia issue. It's an us issue. Where's your limit that you might stop driving? Oof. That you might look to carpool, you might take public trans, you might tell your boss, you know what, it's time for me to work from home. $3.50 is a lot of money. $6.50 or $7 is insanity. And I understand that some people have to commute to work. But what's your limit? That's what I'm curious about. Text or give us a call, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That's the text or call line. I'll take a look at it and we'll take your calls. Do you have like a dollar value? Is it $5.50? Is it $6? Is it $5? Or are you already thinking of calling your boss and saying, time to start working from home if you're not already? Or looking into public trans? Because that is a lot of money. The thought of $7 a gallon is insane to me. I've never seen that in my lifetime. Even after 9/11.
A lot of Minnesotans don't have the option. They have to keep driving, mm-hmm. right? They don't have necessarily public transportation options. They want to get paid. They got to drive. They got to show up at work so they can get paid. And something else will suffer. You know, maybe they won't have enough money for, you know, trips or prescriptions or food. But I don't know how you can just say, I'm not going to drive anymore. If you don't
so do you have a number? Do you have a line? 651-461-9226. Do you have a plan B? If it just gets too high and you can't do it. 651-461-9226. We'll take live calls. We'll take your texts. And we will take a break. We'll laugh with a couple of late night clips and hear your thoughts on $7 gas next.
All the focus on Russia and Ukraine is distracting our leaders from another cross-border crisis that hits much closer to home because... an avocado shortage is looming. That's right. Pretty soon, your avocado may be toast. Last Saturday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture suspended all avocado imports from Mexico after a U.S. safety inspector received a credible death threat. But it's avocados, so it's a heart-healthy kind of death threat. Turns out most of the avocados we eat come from Mexico, and we're eating a lot of them. Since 2010, per capita avocado consumption has grown from 4 pounds to 9 pounds. And I think it's time we admit we have a problem. I know it starts innocently enough. You try to California roll in the bathroom at your cousin's wedding. Next thing you know, you're riding the green pony every weekend, and you're mixing it up in your morning smoothie. Before you long, you wake up at a bus station covered in nachos Bel Grande. It's called hitting guac bottom.
Guac bottom. That's a good addiction to have.
I guess, yeah. You could do worse. Oh, my.
I think that's a good thing. Yeah, that's funny. See, we have to laugh, although I hope we don't have. Do you eat a lot of avocados? We eat a lot of avocados in my house.
Yeah, we like guac. Who doesn't
David's
like guac?
David's saying he does.
Very pro guac.
You know, right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. Right? So did you know this? We were talking about gas prices and what our limit is before we stop driving or make a plan B because this Ukraine-Russia tension is could have a direct effect on the gas pump here. Mm-hmm. Someone texted in that premium gas in Savage is $4.05.
Whoa.
I'm too cheap to put premium in my car. Yeah, but that is expensive.
Unless you have a sports car, do you need premium gas? I bet your listeners have an opinion. I mean, why would you put in premium?
Yeah, premium gas is only beneficial if you have a car that's specifically designed to run on premium gas. It does nothing in a normal car. So, but I totally believe that. I saw regular gas at $3.50 the other day. So to add another 60 cents for a premium, I certainly believe that.
Well, they're paying $5 in California already. So, And again, if this invasion becomes real, gas prices are going to spike like we haven't seen in a long time, adding to the inflationary pressures that already exist, right?
Well, yeah, some of the texters are saying this. Hey, guys, avoiding driving your car is not going to save as much money as you think, because everyone is going to pay more because everything is shipped via over-the-road and trucks, and those costs will get passed on
that's
to consumers.
True. That's so, a good point.
Really, really good point. So this texter says, after having traveled internationally quite a bit, I'd gladly pay up to probably $7 a gallon, as our mass transportation in Minneapolis is way too dangerous, they say, and even Ubers and Lyfts would be too expensive to use regularly. Fair enough.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But... yeah, there are going to be consequences, whatever happens over there. Hopefully Russia will decide at the last minute not to go in. But I'm based on everything I'm seeing, I'm just not optimistic that that's going to happen. And they have to move now, because as they get into March and things begin to thaw, the snow melts, the ground gets mushy and muddy, that could be a problem getting all that gear out. So if they go in, they may be there for some time. Again, pure speculation. We'll see what happens. Do we have time for one more funny from Colbert? Yeah, let's play this.
It's a controversy out of a local Catholic diocese where it has been revealed that for years a Catholic priest has used one wrong word during baptisms. For two decades, Father Andres Arango performed the sacrament with the words, "We baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." However, the Vatican instructs priests to say, "I baptize." Why can't it be "we"? If anyone would understand, it's God. He's three persons in one God. I'm sure he gets it mixed up all the time. Saying the wrong word during a baptism seems like a fun goof-em-up, but according to the local diocese, if you get the words wrong, the baptism is deemed invalid. And if an individual was improperly baptized and later received other sacraments, they may need to repeat some or all of those sacraments. Of course, this is just a priest at a baptism. It could be worse. Could have been a rabbi at a bris.
You don't get a do-over at a bris.
Ouch. That hurts just thinking about that.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no do-overs.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
That's really funny. See, we should need to laugh.
We should mention, coming up in the next hour, the new Vikings head coach, the new coach, Kevin O'Connell, is going to be on addressing the public, addressing Minnesota. We will carry that live whenever he comes on. So just know that we will be breaking away for that. But stay tuned for live comments from the new Vikings head coach. Very cool.
Looking forward to that. The news is next here on CCO, and we'll be back at the top of the hour, hopefully, with our new head coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.